Hey everybody, welcome to today's podcast. Today I want to talk about visualization. It is an extremely important element, and especially in becoming extremely good with Kyusho Jitsu. Every athlete knows that how important visualization is. But quite often when we start talking about martial arts, especially self-defense situations, people don't believe that visualization is enough. Well, you cannot train with a live knife in your dojo, right? that's just all kinds of bad idea, and I don't even need to explain why. I have done training with live knives, and I don't recommend doing that, right? In all sports, visualization is used by the absolutely superior athletes. And there was talk for many, many years in magazines like Black Belt Magazine and in other parts of the martial art world how kata was useless in self-defense and all of this type of stuff. But all of that came about mostly because somebody was trying to sell a product. The best way to sell a product was to try to discredit the competition. But the fact of the matter is, this is no quick fix for anything. You have to put in your time, you have to put in your work. That's just the way life is, right? There's no get rich quick, even though there's lots of people that try to sell it. And they may get rich, but they didn't do it quick. Right? Now, visualization in Kyusho, you have to see the result that you want. And when you start to see the result that you want, you will really truly start to get the effect that you want. Because belief is everything. Chromium photography is used to take pictures of auras, which is the magnetic field around the body. And the aura will change color and it will change distance from the body based on emotions. And lack of confidence and disbelief cause the aura to shrink near the body, right? Confidence, self-worth, those types of things all cause the aura to expand from the body. Right? So you can see that attitude has everything to do with it. If you visualize that you're going to fail with something, you're definitely going to fail with it. Now, an example from sport was, I think it was Yale University. I could be wrong about the place, but it was in the United States. They did a test on a basketball team in which the one line of the basketball team spent 8 hours one day shooting baskets. The other line went off and partied, went to the bar, did whatever they wanted. The third group sat in a room and visualized shooting baskets. When they checked them for improvement the following day, the guys who shot baskets, let's say they improved 20%. The guys who were drinking did not improve at all. And the guys who were visualizing also improved 20%. Right? Which shows that the brain knows no difference between something that is vividly imagined and something that is practiced in real life. And so the results of doing the visualizations are very, very important. So make sure that as you are practicing your Kyusho techniques and stuff, that you're seeing it in your mind's eye and you are seeing that it is being successful. When you as an example, when you're doing the cycle of destruction, visualize your hand on fire when you hit the metal and see what the difference is. You'll find there's a huge difference in the effect if you visualize that fire part of your hand being on fire as you come down and hit the metal, right? Another example is if you can do a ridge hand with your thumb side and tap somebody in gallbladder, as an example, on the body, preferably. Visualize the hand with a steel spike coming out of it and tap them. These people will feel a huge difference. Visualization is everything. You've always got to remember that everything in the world was created twice. It was first a thought. And will this compensate for lack of real violence training in a dojo? It can, but it depends on the person. Some people are not capable of defending themselves. I've known many people over the years that are that way because of their lack of confidence or their total disbelief in ever harming anyone. Okay, if you're a true pacifist, you couldn't hurt anybody if you tried. It didn't matter how good your techniques were. Right? So realize the importance of visualization, work with it, and post back to me. Let me know how the results are. Have a great day, guys. Ciao.